And I'm basically like teaching a Bitcoin 101 course to a bunch of students in another nonprofit organization here in California for underserved youth. So I'm going to them and basically like teaching them about like the fundamentals of money and like the basics and like the current financial system that we live in right now. And then giving them an alternative, which is Bitcoin. So it's good because I'm giving them financial tools that they don't usually have access to. Well, no one actually does. This is something that I've realized while doing this project is I'm only financially educated. I only know about money and how like to manage my money, because a lot of people don't know how to do that as well, through my parents. Like, it wasn't school who gave that to me. It wasn't like, yeah, we just don't have access to financial tools these days, which is scary.
Tell everyone about how you were orange pilled, Caitlin.
Well, it's a long story. It's basically my dad, like,
Who
that's
is?
just it, who is Daniel Prince. And he just like talked about it all the time, like all the time, and he would always bring it up at the dinner table, and he would always like he would say just the randomest things and like connect it to Bitcoin, and it was very annoying. It was so annoying. Like, my whole entire family hated it. Like, me, my brothers and sisters, my mom, and that he was obsessed with it. It took a while for us to understand it, and then all of a sudden, I couldn't tell you when I like got orange pilled. It just happened like slowly, kind of like it took its time and it just creeped into our lives. And there you go.
Absolutely. Yeah. What were some of the things? Do you remember what he said that he would always link back to Bitcoin?
The most annoying thing was, and this was very, very, so I was, well, I'm 19, so this was like during my teenage years, you know, those like rebellious like teenage years. And like, I was 15 and my dad was talking to me about Bitcoin and I was like, shut up. And so I was studying economics at school, and it was like we did a lot of like Keynesian economics, and I would come home and speak to my dad about the like what I learned that day. And then he would just like he would take what I just said and change and like tell me that it was rubbish and like change it completely, which I hated. Like, I was like, I hated it. And just kind of like explain why it was so wrong and then give me a different like an alternative, and that alternative was Bitcoin, which I also
Austrian
hated.
economics.
Yeah, or Austrian economics.
You
And then
kind of
he
sound
would
suspicious.
always, yeah, yeah,
Unfortunately.
like, so annoying. He would always like bring it up. Like, if I had friends over, he would bring up Bitcoin, or like he would come into my room and like send some like get them to download like Wallet of Satoshi and send them like 1 euro of worth of sats. And I would be like, oh, this is so embarrassing, because I knew as soon as he would leave my room, they would ask me about it, and then I would have to like explain like what it is. And like, I mean, Bitcoin just it has a bad rep because of the media. They would think that my dad is scamming.
Who's giving them free money? That's a whole cycle ago as well.
The kid at school with a dad who scams her friends. That's just embarrassing. So like, I rejected it. I rejected it for a really, 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 really long time. And then it all of a sudden, like, it just started making sense. And then I just learned to, I mean, what I gained from that experience is that I shouldn't push it onto people, because my dad pushes it onto people. He's a very, very pushy man.
It does not work.
And it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It makes you sound ridiculous. Sorry, Dad.
You
It
won't
makes
listen.
you sound makes you sound ridiculous. And like, you just have to kind of like plant the seeds and then it will get to them.
Did he successfully orange pill any of your friends though?
To be honest, a lot of them read, like, he gave them the book. I think it was 21 Lessons, like the small book
GG.
with the, yes, yeah. They have a French version of that, because so I grew up in France. and all my friends were French, are French. And they, like, he would give them this book. And then again, I would find that super embarrassing. And like, he would write a little message, like, in French, in his broken French, because he would try to write it in French. He would write a little message, like, to my friend and their parents, and like, give it to them. And a lot of them, I think two of them read it. One of them passed the book on to their dad, who read it as well. And they believe in it. Like, they know that the system is rubbish. And I don't think she owns any Bitcoin, but she knows that she thinks that it's a great solution. And I honestly, I don't know what's stopping her from like buying some, but
she has the 1 euro.
Yes.
Something.
Actually, very true. I do have one friend. He's big into Bitcoin, actually, because he came over for a dinner once. Like, my dad just talked at him about Bitcoin, and he walks away, and he's a big, like, he's stacking sats, he's sending me like YouTube videos in French that I should watch and stuff like that. So he's really big into it. It's nice. But I think, to be honest, he gets it, like, he stacks sats for like investment more than like, yeah. Oh well, you have to start somewhere, I guess.
Yeah, to be fair. So is it big in France? Is it, would you say better community in UK or France?
I would say in the UK, I think. I mean, you do have communities in France, but it's very, very rare. Maybe it's because we were living in a really, really rural area. And not a lot of people, like, most of the people around us were farmers and like local producers. They weren't, I'm sure in Paris it might be a different, or like the big cities like Bordeaux or like Toulouse, it might be a different scenario, but not where we were living. It was really weird, because I mean, I don't know, like, my parents, because now they live in England, I feel like they meet up more with Bitcoiners than they did in France. So yeah, it was a bit isolated, I would say. Like, we did have like one group of friends that accepted, like, that were like hardcore Bitcoiners, but they lived like an hour and a half from us. They're good friends.
Were they like already Bitcoiners? What was that?
Yeah, I think so. I actually don't know the story of how my dad met him, but that's another annoying thing about my dad, is that he would go to, like, he would DM random people. Like, if we were on holiday somewhere, he would DM random people and like organize. This is when we weren't, like, me and my mom and like my brothers and sisters, we weren't like Bitcoiners, but he would DM random people and we would meet up with them, and we would be like, why are we here? Like, why are we like meeting up with these random people? But it was really, really cool, because we learned a lot and made some like genuine connections. Because I feel like if you're a Bitcoiner, then you become like, if you both are Bitcoiners, then you become good friends,
to be fair. And mm-hmm. I also wanted to ask you, what do you think the relevance of Bitcoin to younger people is, specifically, because you said you didn't have an answer to it, so I'm gonna make sure I ask you.
That's great. Relevance, like, what do you mean? Like, why is it important
to younger people? More, I mean, personally, I think it's more important to me and you than it is to our parents. But when I go to conferences, the predominant age group is like our parents' age. So, yeah. Do you agree? First of all.
Mm. I think it's important for everyone. I do see, like, no, I actually don't know. Because I feel, because we are the next generation, so it's really important to us. But, yeah.
Wondering. No, I just think that our parents can just about get by if they play along. But I don't think that quite works.
For us.
For us, yeah. No, I think that's...
No, that is true. That is true, because I don't see... I don't see myself like graduating university and buying myself a house, or because it's just not possible.
You don't buy a house. It's just, yeah, that's just like completely off everyone's, I don't know, expectations. Just completely gone.
Yeah, it's like it's out of like I don't know how I'm gonna afford to live anywhere, or like it's a bit scary. Like, how do I move forward in life with with how expensive everything is? You know what I mean? So I guess it is important for us, because like a good future is hard to imagine at the moment, without sounding too
I'm a doomers. I mean, yeah, you're actually, I mean, that's how I agree completely, but also Bitcoin is like a bit of an echo chamber, so it's easy to feel like that. But you're actually at university. Is that the same kind of feeling amongst people that aren't Bitcoiners as well, or do they seem to be like more hopeful, more blissfully unaware?
I think they're just floating through life like blindly. They just I don't think a lot of people think about it, to be honest. Like,
it's too scary.
Yeah, exactly. It is too scary, and like it's gotten to a point where it's like nearly impossible to plan for the future, but we just don't think about the future as well, because like it's, again, like you say, it's too scary. Gosh, it's this like, is sounding really sad.
That's got a bit depressed. It's just easy. You go to university and the government gives you free money to live for 4 years, 3 years.
Yeah.
That's as far as anyone thinks.
Yeah, and then like what do you do after that? Like,
I mean, I've got like, a couple of people I work with, and they've finished university, they've got like economics degrees, and they just like come back and work at the pub and live with their parents, and it's like they don't know what else to do.
No, I feel like that's what everyone's doing at the moment. Like, I'm working, so at my internship, I think a couple of people on the sales team, they like one of them has a sociology degree. Like basically none of them did a degree in sales or business or anything like that. That was just their, like, they've got nothing else to do, so it's like their panic job, really, like just to keep themselves stable. But yeah, it's really scary. It's really difficult.
Yeah, and where is the internship?
It's at Paystand in California, in Santa Cruz.
What does Paystand do? Because I still actually don't really know what Paystand does.
Oh my goodness. This is... I don't actually know what... No, I do know what they do. But I'm going to get in trouble if I do get it wrong. So I hope they're not listening.
Probably get it right.
So they basically work on B2B payments. So... like between businesses, obviously, and kind of like they use the blockchain, so it's kind of like decentralizing finance. That's a good way to put it. But I'm the reason why I don't know how to explain the company so well is because I really don't work on that side. Like, I'm not on in the finances, I'm not in like the software engineering or in the sales or anything. I'm on their foundation side. So they have a non-profit organization which is called Paystand.org, and I'm working with them on different projects, and that's really cool, because they're like promoting financial inclusion through creating like Bitcoin circular economies and funding projects all over the world. So yeah, so that's the kind of work that I'm doing there.
And you do like the education side?
Yeah, so like my summer project, so I've been here for a month and a week now. But my full internship is 2 months, and I'm basically like teaching a Bitcoin 101 course to a bunch of students in another nonprofit organization here in California for underserved youth. So I'm going to them and basically like teaching them about like the fundamentals of money, like the basics, and like the current financial system that we live in right now. And then giving them an alternative, which is Bitcoin, So yeah, so it's good because I'm giving them financial tools that they don't usually have access to. Well, no one actually does. This is something that I've realized while doing this project is I'm only financially educated. I only know about money and how like to manage my money, because a lot of people don't know how to do that as well, through my parents. Like, it wasn't school who gave that to me. We just don't have access to financial tools these days, which is scary.
Again, yeah. whole like podcast of just us saying how shit it is, everything is.
It's a depressive episode.
Yeah. No, but what you do sounds really cool. And you get to send them sats and set them up with wallets.
Yeah. So yeah, that's next week's this is actually Wednesday's lesson. I'm teaching them how the blockchain works.
And for context, Tuesday. No, well, Monday. Is it Monday for you?
It is Monday. It's Monday. Yeah. But I'm going to be teaching them I'm going to teach them how to open a wallet. And then I've been given a budget from Paystand. So I'm going to send them a couple of sats and we're going to practice passing them around the classroom. So I could teach them how to like send and receive. And then, this Friday is the final lesson. So we're inviting the students to the Paystand office in Santa Cruz. The students are like 30 minutes away. So they're not in Santa Cruz. And we're gonna, we've like created a bunch of talks for them, which is really cool. So we've got a talk between the CEO of Paystand and the CEO of the nonprofit organization that we're working with, Digital Nest. So they're gonna like talk about their stories, which is very like inspirational. And then we've got other like executives of Paystand that are gonna talk to the students as well. So yeah, so it's gonna be an inspiring day for them, I hope.
Yeah. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think your dad has actually doxed the fact that your first question at university was something to do with how the Bank of England prints money. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was, I think, how the Bank of England creates money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that.
And what was your response? Because surely, as a Bitcoiner, you had the most perfect response. To our standards, probably not to their standards.
No, it was a very, very fun essay to write, to be honest. But it was part of my political economy class, and we had a lecture where we talked about how I had a bunch of questions to choose from, and I saw that question and I was like, I want to answer that one. And during the lecture they actually explained really well that like we don't own our money. You think that your money in the bank is safe, but it's actually not. We learned about like fractional reserve banking and stuff like that. So he actually, like my professor actually set the stage really, really well. So I just like, I responded in the way that they wanted me to respond through that lecture. And then at the end, like, I mean, obviously like a university, they encourage you to give your own arguments as well. So like the second part of my essay was on Bitcoin. I should actually put my essay out onto like Bitcoin Twitter or like
you should post it 100%.
I think I'll have to tweak it a bit because I think there were some bits that I got like that weren't phrased correctly. But yeah, so the bit on Bitcoin, like I kind of just like took what I said beforehand and gave like Bitcoin as a solution to that, which was really cool.
Did they even pose it as a problem though? Like, did your professor talk about it as if it was a problem, or was it
he kind of like showed that it was a problem, but he gave no option for a solution, if that makes sense. Like, it's a problem and that's just it. Like, it,
almost like, oh, it sucks that they steal from you all the time.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you just have to accept it. Like, it's how it is.
Kind of, actually, like, yeah. No, that's how he put it out there. So I was like, okay, well, I think this is the perfect, like, this is my moment to shine. And to be honest, like, I didn't get like too bad of a grade on it. I didn't get the highest grade, but I think honestly, I think that was because that was my first essay that I wrote for university. So like, it was really, I don't think it was what they were looking for, but not because of my argument, but maybe because of how it was structured, or I was still getting the hang of like writing an essay for the university. So I think I will look at it again, rewrite it in a way that makes more sense, and then post it.
Post it. You have to. And see what Bitcoin is great at compared to what your university.
Yeah, no, actually that would be really interesting. That makes me even more nervous to put it out.
Much
on
more important grade is obviously the latter.
Yeah. No, it hasn't. I can't remember what else I did for that. That was the only kind of economics part that we did of that class. So I'm studying politics and international relations. So it's not really, I mean, it's not an economics focused class. But yeah, I mean, there were many moments where I could have mentioned Bitcoin again, because Bitcoin can fix everything, some would say. but like, it didn't really feel like, I don't know, maybe I should. I should be braver about it and like mention it in more of my essays briefly.
I'm not brave bringing up Bitcoin at all. I'm terrified.
No,
I don't bring
it's scary.
It is scary. I just don't want anyone at work to know that it's like close friends only.
Really? Do your friends, like, what do your friends think about it?
Out of the two friend groups that I would say like I'm close with, one of them knows. One of them let me pay them in Bitcoin for a holiday, which was good.
No way.
Which is good. We're on the way there for that. And he let me give him a book. So that's like slowly but surely. But the rest of them, they just think I'm like retarded. They don't care.
No.
Yeah. And then the other friend group I'm purple pilling before I'm orange pilling, to be honest. It's so much easier.
Nosta.
Did you have to double I'm disappointed that you don't use Nosta.
I should actually get on to Nosta. Because I am on it. I just forget about it. I'm gonna be honest. Like, I just forget about it. But it will get. Yeah. No, I should.
I feel like social media is a topic that comes up more than money. So like, people will say like they're doom scrolling, and it's so much easier to just go like Nosta than just Bitcoin never comes up. Yeah. But for your like British friends that maybe haven't met your dad, do they know that?
Unfortunately, a lot of them have met my dad.
Unfortunately. Oh, God.
No, I don't know how it happens, but no, actually, I do know how it happens. Like, I could just be on a call with my parents. No, it's just like, I hate the question. Like, when your friends ask you, oh, what do your parents do for a living?
What does your dad do for a living?
I hate that question. Like, I dread it all the time. I'm like, yeah, that's what I say. I'm like, oh, he's a Bitcoin podcaster. Try and keep it quiet. And then my mum is co-founder of Women of Bitcoin. And they're like, what? They're like, that's so weird.
That's a really hard one to avoid. You can't just like,
no. I have tried in the past. I'm like, oh, my dad works in finance. And then they'll be like, oh, like a finance analyst or something like that. And I'll be like, not really. No, I have lied in the past. Like to random people that aren't really my friends that ask me, there's a time and place. Like my close friends, they obviously know. And then it's just it's the same response. Like, oh,
yeah. Do they ask, or do they just kind of like brush over it?
A lot of them have asked, and they like try and understand it. And a lot of them brush over it, but I do know that, like, I do know, like, I don't know, I just,
yeah,
I'm scared.
You can always tell what's going through their head.
Yeah, and I'm scared that their opinion would change. I mean, I shouldn't be, and it shouldn't, but I feel like it has. Their opinion has changed of me.
Yeah, it just has, though, because it's fly. It's just like associated with so many bad things. Just even though it's not, it's like everything that it's associated with, like negatively, is the opposite. If someone thinks what they think, like that's a lot of work that's not worth it for most people. To go back.
Exactly. Yeah. Like a lot of people, oh no, wait, hang on. This did happen. I was sitting in a lecture and I was passing a book on to my friend that my dad gave to me to give to my friend. So basically, background story, like she's a friend of mine at uni, and her she's Russian, and her mum set up the I can't remember what it's called, the Russian Democratic Society, I think. So it's basically again non-profit organization based in London, and it's basically like to fight like the communists. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
She says I was wearing red and yellow.
This is Bitcoin.
Oh yeah,
it's orange.
No, it's not, it's red.
It's orange. It's so orange.
It's orange.
So yeah, so she they're banned from Russia. Fun fact, they can't go back to Russia. And like obviously they have like her mum has heard of Bitcoin because it's a solution against authoritarian regimes. So yeah, so I passed on this book to Sophia, my friend, pass on to her mum. And someone was listening to our conversation in the lecture. And it was this random boy who was sitting in front of me. And then he turned around and he's like, oh, you invest in Bitcoin? And I'm like, well, kind of. Like, I don't know how to, like lecture's about to start. Like, this is not a conversation. Invest. Yeah, I hate
just,
that word.
It's just
as well.
It's a bad word. I don't like it.
Like, and like, lecture's about to start. Professor's just walked in, and I'm like, oh my God. And he was very, very eager. And like, I mean, he was obviously into Bitcoin for the investment side of Bitcoin. But like every now and then he would walk into the lecture and he would hump me down and like come up to me. There's thousands of people in this lecture and this boy finds me every single, like in the corridors of university, and it's a big university in central London. And he would always come up to me and like talk to me about Bitcoin. And I'm like, this is so sweet and this is so lovely. And he's always asking me questions and like what wallet I use and stuff like that. But it always happens when I'm around like my friends that don't know what like like why I'm into Bitcoin, like why my parents are into Bitcoin. So they're just like, this is so weird. And then afterwards I have to explain, and then I have to be like, yeah, I don't know. It's really difficult, and I dread it all the time. But
was it a Gladstone book by any chance?
No, it was Red Symphony. My dad talked about it all the time. It's about like, it's actually not a Bitcoin book. It's about, he's asked me to read it and I said I have, but I actually haven't. So I really hope he's not listening to the podcast.
God, I was just going to like ban people from listening just to make sure. So it's just me hate on Daniel Prince for like half an hour.
Yeah. Whoops. He's my dad, it's okay.
It's weird how awkward it is. Like, is it, if I'm in a conversation about it, you won't get me to shut up, ever.
Mm.
But it's, like, such a high barrier to enter
into
a conversation that's, like, worth it. But it just feels like I need so much time. Like, I had one of my best mates visit my house the other day, and, like, he came into my room, and he'd come into my room, like, it's Bitcoin stuff everywhere. It's just, you can't walk in, I can't hide that. It's just like, what, oh my God. It's just like, pop card. And then behind me is just a stack of Bitcoin books. It's like, it's a little bit hard to hide that. What else is there? Oh yeah, then there's, wait, sorry. So I couldn't hide it at that point. Actually, no, that's such a lie. We were having lunch and he asked me if I started like investing. I was like, not investing, but I've been saving, and And then I was like, oh, this is like perfect, perfect time to bring it up. And then he came back to mine, and I think I lectured him for like 2 hours, attempted to give him a book, failed.
No. Why did he say no?
He had to cycle home. He didn't have a bag. So that's your excuse.
That's a stupid excuse. Like, he can ride with one hand. I ride with one hand all the time.
Okay, you. But yeah, no, I feel like I made progress, but it's like it took like 2 hours.
Mm.
I'm not gonna do that with everyone.
No. Yeah. It does take time and a lot of effort and a lot of questions. I mean, we should put the effort into orange pilling these people.
I think the four listeners right now are just like pissed off because we should be doing a better job.
They're like this generation.
They don't work hard at all.
Yeah, but I'm sure they're going through the same stuff as we are. Like, it's like everyone knows.
I mean, if you really think about it, like it took, well, it sounded like it took you ages. It took me ages. Like,
it's, yeah,
4 years between me like hearing it and then actually picking up a book.
Yeah, it's to like, be honest, same. And sometimes I don't even pick up a book. Like, I haven't read a lot of Bitcoin books. What's your favorite Bitcoin book?
Hidden Cost of Money. Love it so much. Where's my first one? And it was
who wrote that one?
You never heard of Hidden Cost of Money?
No, I think I have.
Oh, Seb Bunny.
No, I actually haven't. I need to.
Well, I don't know. I think it's just because it was the one that like properly orange pilled me.
Okay.
And you have to be
Choose
fair.
Life by Daniel Prince. It's not really a Bitcoin book.
Not yet.
I feel like I don't know if he was a Bitcoiner when he wrote it. I really don't know. I actually don't know, but I feel like it's a Bitcoin book without him knowing it's a Bitcoin book. Like at the time when he wrote it. Like it was like it's very much a Bitcoin mindset.
Yeah. I haven't read it, so I have literally no idea what you're on about. But I'm sorry.
I wrote a little paragraph in the book.
A paragraph?
Yeah. I was like 9 years old, at the ripe age of 9 years old, like spitting fire in my textbook.
Right, so must read now.
I can't remember what I read, but I know my mum wrote a paragraph or two at the end of each chapter, which is a really good idea because like it gives the readers like two sides of the story, I guess, because his book is about like how we traveled, like he quit his job and like we left Singapore and we traveled for 2.5 years and we were homeschooled. So it's interesting to see. I should actually read the book, you know. I will one day.
Were you homeschooled before he was a Bitcoiner?
So I actually don't know when he became a Bitcoiner.
That's such a Bitcoiner thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's a very.
Then it also could go the other way. Like if you already distrust the education system that much, that's like your way in.
Mm-hmm. It would be interesting to know like what year he became properly orange pilled. I think he's always heard of it because I mean he worked in the industry. Like he was a foreign exchange broker in Singapore, so it was always there for him. But when he bought his first Bitcoin, I don't know when that would have been. I think it could have been while we were traveling, actually. So that's what I'm saying. Like he already had the Bitcoin mindset before actually being a Bitcoiner. So it's really interesting.
What's your favorite Bitcoin book?
My favorite Bitcoin book. I'm trying to think. I have read a couple, but I'm trying to think of which one it would be. I think 21 Lessons is a great one. It's short. It's easy to understand. I think I read it twice because it's just like really.
I've never actually read it.
You should definitely read it. It's honestly, it's a great beginner's book.
Yeah. Oh, you call me a beginner? There's so many Bitcoin books now. It's impossible. I actually can't read them all. My list on notes is just like infinite.
No, well, I mean. Well, I'm gonna be quiet now.
No, don't be quiet. I don't have any more questions.
No, I mean, it was a great book for me. at the time and reading it. Like, I don't know, it just makes a lot of sense. That's what I'm trying to say. It puts everything in, yeah.
Yeah, no, okay, that's the same reason I like Hidden Cost of Money. I look behind me because that's where it is. But it's like, it's, to be fair, it's quite long, but it's simple.
Are you calling me a beginner?
I don't recommend it to you.
Okay.
So, yeah, I tried really hard to give it to my friend. He really didn't want it. And I had to try really hard to give the other one to my other friend as well. But he
did. Which one did he give to your other friend?
That I got that in Ireland from Canute, what's it called? Infinity Over 21 Million.
Mm.
And that's like signed and all, so like I'm very proud of that.
Oh, nice. Why didn't you keep it to yourself?
I want it back.
Oh, okay.
He's not keeping it. Read it, and he's giving it back.
I want it back.
It was like I read it, and it was actually like really, really, really good. I was like, I can't have to give that to someone else, because that's too good.
No, honestly, I should read more Bitcoin books. I've been listening to a couple of podcasts.
Yeah, which ones? There's the answer. There's two correct answers for you.
Not the Once Bitten podcast, and not the. Wait, what is
it? Fine, it's fine. Let's carry on. Which ones do you listen to?
No, I'm kidding. It's Bitcoin Youth, isn't it?
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I pick and choose the episodes that I listen to. There's not one podcast that I listen to religiously. I pick and choose because I don't want to listen to all the technical episodes and the technical sides of Bitcoin. I find that, to be honest, I find that really, really boring. So I pick and choose and anything that looks interesting. I listen to Alex Gladstein quite a lot.
Yes, to be fair, that's like a must listen if you see he's a guest.
Mm, yeah. No, you can learn a lot from him. Very, very, very cool. But yeah.
Just Alex Gladstein.
I search up his name on Spotify and listen to all of them.
Not even using Fountain. Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, actually I should. No, I have done it in the past. I think I deleted Fountain because
quite often.
I deleted it because I didn't have enough storage on my phone. But I will get it back, I promise.
Yeah, and you also got a promise to be active on Oster. Yeah, that's about it. Fountain and Oster. Big ask.
Wait, is Nosta, does it have an app?
Come on, Caitlin. Yeah. There's loads. That's the point. Nosta's the protocol, and then there's a bunch of apps. It's like Bitcoin's a protocol, and then you have a bunch of wallets.
Wow. Oh, that's so cool.
Should you do it right now? I think you should download Primal right now and get my phone out.
I think I actually do have. I had Primal. See? Look. I just have to re-signal.
It's got the re-download.
Just got to re-download.
To be fair, I do love your dad's Nosta is always good.
Really?
Based, I think, is the correct word.
Hang on. Oh, look, I'm on it. What's your username?
Swear I follow you.
Oh, really?
No, wait. Mine's H-E-C-H.
H-E-C-H. Following. There we go. Okay. I promise I'll be more active on Nosta.
There you go. Purple pilled live.
Well, to be honest, no, I did have it beforehand, Harley.
You don't even use it, and you're followed by BTC sessions. It's not fair. It's crazy.
Really? What? Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
Carla? I don't think that's her real one.
No, that's definitely not her real one.
No, that's a fake.
Yeah, you're actually cheating.
But yeah, no, I'll be more active, I promise. I think my brothers and sisters are on Nosta. I think, because they, the twins, they're... for context, they're 14 and they recently got their like first phones like probably a year ago because my parents tried to hold off as long as possible of giving them a phone, and like yeah they were obviously like begging to get Instagram, Snapchat. Lauren really wanted to be on Twitter or on X. And she was like, I'm part of the podcast, so I want to be on X. My dad only, like, my parents only let them get Nosta as their first, like, social media profiles. So
it's a good start, to be fair.
They were very proud. They were like, wow, that's social media. And they got onto it and they were very, very happy.
They probably got quite a bit of sats, to be fair.
I think they did. Wait, I need to look. I think they have more followers than I do, which is Samuel Prince. I think they post. Oh, I can't even find him. Oh, well. Lauren Prince. Yeah, maybe they deleted it since as well. But yeah, great. So do you only have Nosta then?
Yeah, I deleted it. I never had X or Twitter. I don't know why, I just never had mm-hmm. it. I had Instagram.
I thought you did have Twitter. Did you not tell me that you got banned?
I very briefly tried to download. I had it for like a week and then I got banned. I literally didn't post anything. I got it because, why did I get it? I think someone told me to get it after I went to a Bitcoin meetup. I had it for a week and then went to log in and yeah, it was banned. Didn't even post anything. They probably thought it was a bot, but
it's meant
that's fine.
To be.
Yeah, exactly. For the better. I had Instagram for a bit, but I'm such like a sucker for like the manipulation. I get hooked in so easily. I doom scroll forever. Mm-hmm. Had to go. And yeah. Snapchat doesn't really count, does it?
No.
That's just like messaging.
Yeah, exactly. No, I delete TikTok whenever I go. That's my thing. Like, I delete TikTok before I go back to university. Because then I'm like...
TikTok had to go. That's so bad.
It's so bad for you. Like, it's so bad for you.
Yeah, the amount of hours I wasted on TikTok's bad. That went it's way scary. Before I think I was even into Bitcoin. Like, that was just... Or Nosta.
Yeah, no, I should probably delete it.
That's
as
like
well.
Peak psychological manipulation.
Yeah. TikTok. Yeah, I get told off when I'm on TikTok at home. But oh well.
Yeah. To be fair, in my 20 minutes of preparation, I think I've exhausted all the questions I had.
Well, thanks for having me on, finally.
Thank you, Caitlin.